Lockdown devastating Gauteng's economy, eradicating nearly a decade of growth in a province that accounts for more than a third of the GDP of the country. 500,000 jobs lost in Gauteng alone, right? And 42% of small businesses were forced to close. That's just due to the pandemic. The Gauteng MEC for Economic Development, Park Stau, today presenting his budget amid a fragile economy in the province. We get to speak to him just before that budget vote. MEC, thank you so much for the time. Really appreciate it. It's been a difficult more than a year, I suppose, now. What's the plans? What do you feel can be done now to get things better?
Good morning, and thank you very much, Arabile. Just a few quick areas that we'll be looking at. The first is the acknowledgement that, in fact, we need to partner as the Gauteng Provincial Government with other government agencies and private sector institutions and aggregate the efforts of all these institutions as we seek to implement our program. In this regard, let me make an example. We have identified the need to finance small enterprises and ensure the growth of small enterprises. And part of what we're doing is to partner with the private sector and the public sector development finance institutions to create a fund that focuses on small enterprise development and to aggregate the collective efforts that we're making. We're also working with the private sector to ensure that our enterprise and supplier development programs maximize. So the private sector and public sector have made commitments to support small enterprises and black enterprises through enterprise and supplier development programs. And these have been done in a disparate way, everybody doing their own thing. We're now pulling this together under an umbrella program so that we can maximize the impact that we make. So partnerships is an important part, including resources of everybody so that we can maximize impact.
Yeah. We also sit, unfortunately, with the saga of being one of the most unequal societies in the world. And it's particularly stark in Gauteng cities as well as towns. How do we at least lower to and work towards eradicating that from here on?
Spatial transformation and ensuring that we're creating equity in terms of our development agenda is crucial. We are presented to the legislature for adoption the Township Economic Development Bill so that we have a specific piece of legislation that enables and facilitates economic development. At the back of that, we're creating the necessary support mechanisms, including financing mechanisms for township-based enterprises. So that's one. The second is that we're looking at our industrialization and reindustrialization program in a comprehensive way. We are implementing special economic zones in the province of Gauteng, with China being, of course, the leading special economic zone right now with the investment that's done jointly with Ford for the expansion of their capacity in building the Ford Ranger, which is a significant contribution to the automobile sector in the country and a significant contribution to the economy of the province. At the back of that are two critical elements of what's happening. The first is how do we create additional industrial capacity to support the automotive sector in the country and incubation of new enterprises. Linked to that is how do we then ensure that we build the necessary logistics capacity to ensure the export of the majority of those vehicles that would be produced in this province. So this would also include rail stock capability improvements because we need to ensure that these are able to get to the coast for export purposes. 160,000 of these vehicles per annum are intended for the export market. So there's the Gauteng Eastern Cape Rail Corridor that then broadens our capacity and relieves the pressure on the Durban port by ensuring that we increase our capacity going towards the Eastern Cape. So it's those sort of programs that we're working on with the private sector and expanding our special economic zones programs to include the Vaal SEZ, the expansion of OR Tambo at the airport. We are having detailed discussions with investors in the West Rand. So we're talking about Gauteng as a multi-tier special economic zone.
Yeah, in getting this right, it seems that you're going to have to definitely spend more in a time when you probably don't have the finances and the capability to do so. Is that going to be the case? And if so, how do you ensure that the spending goes in the right direction here? Because, yes, you may put out what you'd like to spend it on, but accountability has been an issue, not just for the province, of course, but it will remain an issue for what is the biggest part of South Africa's economy.
We are going to have to spend more, particularly in regard to infrastructure and, of course, support to enterprise development. And what's critical in this regard is the creation of institutions that enable such spending to happen and to leverage the involvement of the private sector. So if you look at the Lancera development as an example, we require massive infrastructure investments there, and we're going to have to leverage all sorts of investment platforms, including the creation of a special purpose vehicle that would be able to raise loans from the capital market, leveraging future tax and income from municipalities. And this special purpose vehicle, like with many of these sort of institutions, are managed jointly with the private sector. Because they raise money in the capital markets, they are subject to governance is governing the private sector also.
Yeah. Okay. Well, MEC, thank you so much for the time. Really appreciate it. It's going to be an interesting one. All the best for that budget vote as well. Then today, Park Style, the Gauteng MEC for Economic Development, Environment, Agriculture, as well as Rural Development.